Dr. Javier, beginning a workman's comp clinic note on Susan McGee, S-U-S-A-N, McGee, M-A-G-E-E, birthday 1-6-53. Patients in the day for follow-up workman's comp injury hasn't been seen for the past few months because of denial of further follow-up. Stacy has continued to work at her prior job, light duty, limited lifting, under prior regulations, restrictions, but Stacy's having moderate severe low back pain, also pain described in left knee. With painful range of motion, states that she has to lift patients, bend down, bend over, sometimes push. Patients all with increased pain, has a history of anaphylactic reaction to NSAIDs, so unable to take them. Has been taking Tylenol 500 milligrams three times a day for pain. Has tramadol left from before, taking one at bedtime if needed, working 2 days a week. Was seen on April the 2nd by a chiropractor appointed by state. To do medical examination with impairment rating. With extensive evaluation, see notes and charts. Stated there was no treating physician, and there was that injuries had reached a position with future medical intervention would not improve her condition or change her percentage of her impairment. And is placed at maximum MRI at 3/5/24, stating that physical therapy was not recommended for abdominal strain, 9 visits for lumbar strain. And had expectations of further gains up to 3/5/24 when she separated from this office. Per his guidelines, he obtained an MRI on 3/5/24 with 0% whole person impairment. Because patient continued to work with impairment without further treatment of back denied as well as pain in left knee, with continued distress, patient contacted Texas Workman's Comp Board and was told that she was eligible for an alternate exam and evaluation, their second opinion. And could continue care at this clinic, which was stopped before by her insurance company stating they would no longer follow her here. Pause. Pause. The letter was received April the 2nd. The Office of Injured Employee Counsel by Ombudsman requesting information because the patient was no longer under our care or being followed by workman's comp. This was not completed. The letter was received on March the 18th. Division of Workman's Compensation. Advising a seeking more information. Requiring the designated doctor exam. Patient was sought help from Office of Injured Employee Counsel. after termination of care. You were contacted on March 29. Excuse me. Patient was contacted March 29. Excuse me, February the 29th, 24. That her insurance, Gallagher Bassett, did not agree with the low back was part of the injury from 11/19/23. And she had a peer to peer. They did not think the back pain was part of the injury. She stated she did not agree with them. We advised her to call her adjuster and ask what is going to happen with her case. And she had an appointment for an MRI. Which was to be scheduled. Excuse me, this is a difficult dictation. Review all these records, but be patient with me, please. MRI was obtained on the 5th of March after obtaining approval from her insurance's physician. The MRI showed diffuse findings, including mild osseous edema involving the mid portion of the S1 vertebral body, which could be compatible with mild trabecular bone injury stress reaction if there is a history of recent trauma. Also noted transitional anatomy. With inferior most complete disc, called L5S1, with recommendation of x-rays of the cervical and thoracic spine, suggested. Other abnormalities described. DC report noted anterolisthesis, anterolisthesis, at L4, L5, measuring 3 millimeters. With the posterior noted to have a 3 millimeter moderately asymmetric disc bulge. Moderate bilateral facet arthrosis is noted with marginal right neuroforamen compromise. L5S1 revealed a 2.5 broad-based right paracentral to left subarticular disc protrusion. If facing the ventral aspect of the fecal sac, patient. We've seen 3724. Unable to be seen here. Given a copy of MRI, advised to see a physician, discuss her findings as soon as possible. Because of termination of benefits here. Permission for MRI because of additional complaints of urinary incontinence was obtained on the 14th of February. Approval given by reviewing MD for insurance company. No. February 12th. Patient was on the Vaxxin before, but her drug company, her insurance company, refused to pay more than 30 days. Notation stood on the 12th. Requesting an alternate medication. At that time, the patient scheduled to follow up on the 7th of March. Last visit here, prior visit, she was seen on 7th of March again with referral to a neurologist and orthopedist. It asked for her because of the presence of radiculopathy, left knee injury. Urinary incontinence. See, hold, please. Discussed CT obtained in the emergency room at St. Luke for patient initially presented 12/22/23. Ordered by ER physician because of pain, with findings of missing mesentery with small mesenteric nodes, non-specific edema, adenopathy, with suggestion of chronic degenerative disease and passive disease. noted small umbilical fat hernia. And slight subcutaneous edema seen anterior to subcutaneous fat. It also described vacuum disc noted L5S1, blood based disc bulge noted. Minimal central canal narrowing, minimal anterior weighting of the lower thoracic levels. Pause. My patient also has complaints in addition to low back and left knee pain, discomfort in lower esophagus. She believes to be from injury to hiatal hernia repair done in December 22 without symptoms until recent injury, taking Papsit over the counter with appointment to see GI specialist in Austin in a few months, as soon as she can, for further evaluation of those complaints in relation to workman's comp injury. Patient requesting MRI of left knee, concerned that she may have a articular injury involving the meniscus or cruciate ligaments. Final diagnosis as before. Excuse me. Not final diagnosis. Diagnosis is as before. To see, return to worksheet. Patient here for reevaluation of back injury, left knee injury, and abdominal injury with continued moderate severe back and left knee injury and indigestion, heartburn. She relates to re-injury of hiatal hernia post-repair. Patient is given work restrictions compatible with her symptoms. States she has to work to pay her mortgage, can't be off work without being paid. Is advised to follow up in 2 weeks for further evaluation. We'll order x-ray of left knee. And again, attempt to refer to orthopedist or neurosurgeon for further evaluation of a back injury. And with orthopedic consult to regarding left knee injury after x-rays, with consideration of MRI, patient's medications were the tramadol that she'd been taking at bedtime when needed for pain was refilled. Patient also given Robaxin again, 750 milligrams, and she states that has helped her in the past. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.